This episode of The Big Game Records is brought to you by Kane's Deer Velvet. Our body knows how to heal, but as we age, it can sometimes struggle to keep up, and injuries, aches, and pains come knocking. Kane's Deer Velvet is packed full of amazing nutrients that the body uses in maintaining the immune system, bones, joints, circulation, and general well-being. Simply replenish the nutrients, healing happens, and you are left to get on with living your life to the full. Find out more at canesdeervelvet.com and use the code STAGRAW252 for an introductory 20% discount. Kia ora team. This is the 200 Club. Got the old Warfighter t-shirt on. Bought some of the socks with the new yarn in them. Goodness me. Went for a 30k run as part of the Circle of Savages, and they were outstanding. Going to have to get myself a pair of the, or a couple of pairs of the Mission socks. New hunting socks, I think. Good on you, Jordan. If you want to check out the episode with Fitzy, it's back there in the catalogue. What a champ. I need to check in with him again. He's been doing great things, just persevering. You know, that whole, I don't know what he's up to, probably 5 or 6 year overnight success stuff. Good on you, Jordan. Good on you, Fitzy. Anyway, the 200 Club. This one is Stephen Robinson, the Rangitika River 2004. 4x4, lengths are 30 and 6 by 31 and 5. The spreads are 29, sorry for the spreads. The spread is 29 and 3. The span is 21 and 1 eighth of an inch. The beams are 4 by 3 and 7. The coronets are at 7 and 5 by 7 and 2. So the tines. Good scoopers on the front here, 10 and 5 by 10 and 6. The trays there are 5 and 5 by 5 and 2. The inner tops are 7 and 5 by 7 and 6. The left outer top is 10 and 5. And the right outer top, juicy, 13 and 7. That's where that almost an extra inch comes in on that right hand side. So the total is 202.5. Robinson had secured several small seeker trophies in this area prior to his success of 2004. April of that year saw him and his companions back in the area they had hunted over the previous 5 years. Time in an area. Their previous experience allowed them to have a good grasp of the country and the movement of the deer during the rut. The day of Robinson's success had been uneventful until the very last hour of daylight. A decision was made at that stage to take a route back to their camp through the bush, rather than the open tussock ridge beyond. This action, influenced by inclement weather conditions, howling wind, torrential rain, and flurries of snow. Minus the snow, that sounds like my experience there in the Comanowas. Following an encounter with a stag on the fringe of the bush, a few calls mustered up some responses. The light was fading fast. Robinson, with his dog on a lead and which guided him towards where the calls were originating, moving carefully forward. A stag was sighted about 50 yards ahead. At first misjudging the full extent of the antlers, on second thoughts and taking his chances, Robinson shot the stag, his dog soon locating the position of the dead animal. The stag was carrying two more tines than Robinson had first thought. And what a beauty. Jeepers, imagine the surprise walking up on that. If you're watching on Spotify, like, look at that. The dog's like, look, Dad, look what I found. Crikey dicks. Marvellous stuff, Stephen. So cool, man. Next, we've got Les Hartstone, State Forest 90. SF 90, there it goes, Taupo, 1983. Make sure you're joining us there on the Stag Raw for the 200 Club. Make sure you're subscribed, make sure you've left it a rating, and more people can hear the 200 Club. Have you listened to the Camp Speedy episode yet? Go back in the catalogue, it's bloody awesome. What a legend. Secret Foundation doing amazing things. Hope you joined as well. Cheers. This episode of the Big Game Records, it's number one, The Seeker, Volume 1, New Zealand Big Game Records series, written and compiled for the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association Incorporated, written by D. Bruce Banwell. published by Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, New Zealand. The copyright is 1999 D.B. Banwell, updated edition 2009, first published 1999, all rights reserved.